Welcome to the Multiply Your Success podcast, where each week we help growth-minded entrepreneurs and franchise leaders take the next step in their expansion journey. I'm your host, Tom Dufour, CEO of Big Sky Franchise Team. And as we start the show today, the opening question is, do you have an interest in creating passive income? And I know that might sound a little rhetorical, but it's not intended to be. Chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you've already figured out how to make a healthy income, but do you have a general interest in creating passive income streams to create personal wealth? And our guest today is Joy Murray, and he and his business partner have a business called Wealth Without Wall Street, where they guide business leaders and the like on how to create personal passive income to be greater than their monthly expenses. By the way, Joey and his partner are living examples of what they teach. Last year, they generated over $1.2 million in passive income and more than $50,000 in personal income per month. You're going to love my interview here. So let's go ahead and jump into the interview with Joey Murray.
Yeah, so Joey Murray, and I'm one of the owners of Wealth Without Wall Street. And we're a movement of people who are building passive income streams and creating financial freedom. And we're not including Wall Street in the equation.
I love it. Well, and you're actually one of the reasons I was excited to have you on the show is because of the just the name itself, Wealth Without Wall Street. It's intriguing. It kind of catches your attention. And I'm curious because we help companies franchise their business. And that's one way of kind of helping create wealth without Wall Street, kind of
100%,
an idea.
Absolutely.
Right? So franchising is an option. And I know that one well, but certainly not everybody franchises their business. So I'd love to talk about Wealth Without Wall Street. And, you know, where did the idea come from to kind of get into that?
Well, I'll say this. Wealth Without Wall Street is a picture of my story, Tom. And it comes back to the fact that when you hear the name Wealth Without Wall Street, it says, oh, there is an alternative. I guess I've always thought that there was an alternative, but it's almost like we have this default program that's been put into our brains that really follows this mode to put money away for a very long time into somebody else's control and to allow that to grow to some big number. And then eventually we, quote unquote, retire. And we start an income stream to us that we hope will not run out of money, right? That's like the default program. That's Wall Street's marketing. And Wall Street does a great job of convincing us to give them our money and to continue to give up control. But the alternative is that you don't have to do that. And in fact, financial freedom can start today, right? And when we say financial freedom, we're talking about your passive income must exceed your monthly expenses. Once that happens, now you dictate to your calendar what you're going to do. Before that point, you must have active income to cover your expenses. Otherwise, you go bankrupt, right? And so there's this hamster wheel. I have to continue to produce income that will cover my expenses. And so we're all about breaking that mold and saying, wait a minute, what am I missing out on today? Like, what life am I missing out on today if I don't have financial freedom? Like, why would I wait until I'm in my 60s or 70s to gain this quote unquote freedom? So I don't know if that helps you, but that's kind of where the idea was born. And it was really my story that led us here.
Yeah, I think it's great. And certainly, I think there's this transition in almost a generational transition of this idea of wanting to enjoy life right away instead of maybe thinking of our parents or grandparents that worked their whole life to then retire. And who knows what happens at that point. And so I think that there's definitely, I'm seeing this at least with young people in general, 20-somethings that even 30-somethings that are saying, I don't want to wait until I'm 65 or 70 to start enjoying life. I'm willing to, in some cases, even make less today to kind of have this lifestyle of doing what I'm doing. So I definitely think it sounds like it's a trend and something that's coming here. And I'm curious about what your suggestions might be or some thoughts that you might have on for our audience. It tends to be predominantly thriving entrepreneurs, franchise leaders, or just business leaders that maybe they're franchising their business, maybe they're not, but they've got a great business asset they've created. Where do they go from there? You know, they're not thinking, they've moved past the, okay, I've got some income outside of my W-2. I actually have created something here, but now what?
Yeah. So first and foremost, you know, hats off to you who have created a business and it's actually surviving and now thriving, because what we talk about a lot in our show is the hierarchy of wealth. Have you ever heard of that, Tom?
No.
Okay. So most people haven't. Think about the hierarchy of needs, the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You probably took a college class on this, right? And you probably fell asleep halfway and all that. But it starts with, at the very bottom, you have these baseline requirements of life, right? If you don't have food and water, you don't really care if you have housing, right? It's like you have to move up the ladder. So if I have food and clothing, check. I move up to now I need housing and clothing, right? Check. Then I move into career. Check. And, you know, like there's all these levels. Well, the hierarchy of wealth is the same way. We have to start with the very baseline is cash and cash flow, right? If we don't have that, we really aren't concerned about building wealth. But so you're an entrepreneur, you're thriving, you're now sitting on cash. And I actually saw a post in one of these masterminds I'm a part of. And he said, the guy's like sitting on hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash. He's like, what are you guys doing with it? I'm seeing it evaporate before my eyes because of inflation, right? Which we all have felt the effects of. And so he's like, I need to do something with it. Well, there's two factors at play. Number one, I need to take that cash. I need to put it in a place that actually outpaces inflation. It gives me more benefits like tax-free growth and availability, but I need to continue to have access to it so that I can continue to grow my business. And so we solve that problem, right? We use a concept called infinite banking. And it's what I did in 2010. I started this process of putting large amounts of cash away into this concept called infinite banking. And it gave me the ability then for an opportunity fund, right? That opportunity fund became the place that I launched into turning active income into passive income. Because as a business owner, here's the challenge. Number one, you have a great asset and it's an amazing thing to create cash flow, but it also requires it to continue. And there's all sorts of threats out there, right? Whether it's government threats, market threats, competition, whatever it may be, internal issues with employees and other such things. So if we're not constantly taking active income and turning it into passive income, we're not properly stewarding the money that we've been given to create more security in the event of one of those fluctuations that may occur, and or the ability for us to then grow our influence and our impact on this world. And that's what I feel like is missing for the entrepreneur who's thriving, is they're like, okay, how do I do that? That sounds good. How do I do that? That's where we come in and we teach people through a three-step process exactly how to do both of those things.
Interesting. Well, as you mentioned this three-step process, you know, I'd love to know if, I don't know if you, I don't want to have you give away any trade secrets, but is there kind of a high-level overview that you could walk through of what that three-step process looks like?
Absolutely. And yeah, I don't want to bore everybody to, 4 hours of us going through this. So I'll keep it brief, but we have a book coming out later on this summer where it outlines this in more detail. But it's really, think about it this way. Financial freedom is a destination. And if you could think of one thing that helps you get to a destination, the first thing I think of is my phone, right? So I pull up my phone, I pull up my Maps app, and I put in wherever I'm headed. And what happens, as soon as I put in a destination, it creates for me exactly how to get there, right? It might pull up three or four options. And which one are we always going to choose?
The fastest one.
The fastest one, right? Well, that's exactly how we should treat financial freedom. Like, what's going to get us to more passive income than our monthly expenses as soon as possible? I mean, we're talking people following this process within 2 years, find their way to financial freedom, and they're able to fire their boss or to leave their business that they potentially was owning them and allow them to have more freedom with their time. So the three steps are, think about the Maps app, is your GPS, right? So I have the goal, that's the G. The goal is financial freedom, but being clear on that is our first step. We always help people to dream again. What would it look like, Tom, if you had financial freedom? What would your time look like? Who would you be? Like, who would you want to be? What would you want to be doing? And what would you want to have? Be, do, have. You've probably heard that before. We don't have any, like, you know, amazingly interesting things we've come up with. We just borrow things and make it our own. So who do I want to be? What do I want to do? And what will I have when I'm financially free? That's your goal. Then you need a plan. That's the P, right? GPS. The plan is, who am I as an investor, right? How has God created me uniquely to see the world? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? And then what are the different passive income ideas that will help me get there as fast as possible? We use a passive income matrix to help people see what are the pros, what are the cons, and what are the resources that I need to be successful in this particular passive income stream. And so people go through this plan, they create, they figure out who they are as an investor, what passive income ideas are for them, and then they start to build their next steps from there, and they need the support at that point, right? That's the S. So goal, plan, and support. And that S is really through our various different masterminds and or community aspects that we provide. So you need to be in a community with people who are helping you to reach your goals ultimately and provide you on the same path that they are.
Well, thank you for sharing that overview. I think that's a great place to start. You've got a very clear pathway that you laid out there. Before the show started, you mentioned a client you're working with that sounded a lot like clients and customers we work with. Successful entrepreneur, they've got a great business, they're cash flowing, and they're saying, what now? Walk through how you're working with this client or someone in a similar situation.
So it really boils down to that same three steps, Tom, right? So this guy is he actually runs a mastermind that is for seven-figure entrepreneurs in the digital marketing space. And he came to us with this same question and was like, all right, I got a lot of people in here. They're doing great things. They're making good money, but they really need some help figuring out what to do now, right? Where do they build actual wealth? And so the first thing, and I want to really kind of point back to what you do, Tom. So first and foremost, we talked about the hierarchy of wealth. The first level was cash and cash flow. The second level is control. Well, what do you control better than anything else you could possibly invest in? That's yourself, right? So knowing who you are as an investor is super important, but your business is right behind it, right? So investing in your business is the number one place to create financial freedom, especially when you can turn your business that's already successful into like a franchise model that then continues to pay you passively. Like, this is a beautiful thing what you guys do to help people take something that's already very valuable and make it extremely valuable, because there's no better place you can invest your time, energy, and effort into creating passive income than right under your nose. So don't miss that. Like, I think that's a really key takeaway, is that some people are looking to all these other investments and they're chasing, oh man, I could get 10% ROI on this rental property, or I could do this, you know, this crypto thing over here, and it's creating all this ROI. So I want to do that. And right under their nose, they could be having the greatest passive income within their own business. So, you know, first of all, let me say that. And I think this guy's done that, right? He took his business, and then what did he do? He created a mastermind. And that mastermind continues to pay him somewhat passively. He still has to be involved, right? But then from there, it's like, now I'm still sitting on a bunch of cash and I don't know what to do with it. And so then we say, okay, what sort of investor are you? And we have a profile that they take, right? And it tells you, like, man, I really love kind of running a business. I love the idea of overseeing a business, or that would be like somebody with a high D personality, right? You ever take the DISC, you know, profile?
Yeah, very familiar with that. Yes, yes.
Ours is based off of the DISC profile, the investor DNA. And so that high D is going to love the idea of running a business, whereas like an S personality or a C personality may not be so interested in that, right? They want something that's more kind of secure, more predictable. And maybe they want to go down the road of like a turnkey rental property where it's already been done. It's proven. It's honestly, it's kind of boring, right? So that D personality doesn't love turnkey rental real estate because it's just, they can't influence it. They can't be a part of making it a better, you know, investment. It's just going to do what it's going to do, right? So anyways, this long story, we take them through the investor DNA, and then we take the cash that they were saving over here. We put it through the infinite banking concept, and they start to leverage that into the various real passive income assets that they've decided are the best fit for them. And from there, it's just watching it rinse and repeat, and start to see that growth. These very same things, Tom, we have been the guinea pigs, right? Over the past 12 years, my business partner, Russ, and I have followed these same steps. We didn't know they were steps until we looked back. You know, that's kind of how you can tell success. But through that, in last year, in 2021, we created over $1.2 million of passive income and netted over $50,000 per month by following these same things. So this is real results that we want to share with the world. And it's just not a bunch of fluff. Like we post this every single month on our passive income report so people can see that we're just not just talking about it, we're doing it.
And is the passive income report, is that something where you showcase what's happening? It's a public for view so people could see that. So what's the website? Someone who's tuning in, so I know I'm talking to you. I'm interested. Okay, what's the website? How do I see what's going on?
It depends on whichever format you want to see it. We have it on our website, wealthofthatwallstreet.com. You can scroll to the bottom and there's a passive income report tab. We post it on YouTube and on our podcast. So if you just want to listen to it, you can hear all the things we're investing in. But on YouTube, we actually show the report, and you're welcome to check that out. Again, it's not always perfect. There's some months that are better than others, but it's been a great way for us to share, again, what's working and what's not.
Great. Well, I love what you're doing. It's really interesting. And I think the topic is, it's always a timely topic, but it's really relevant, I think, to our audience and our clients here. So enjoy. This be a great time to transition to the show format that we always like to ask every guest the same four questions before they go. And the first question is, as you've been going throughout your career, if you've had a miss or two along the way and something you've learned from it.
I will say one of the biggest misses I had is kind of what the impetus of our whole company came from. And that was, I was that guy stuck on the hamster wheel of thinking that higher income equaled success, right? Higher income does not equal success. It honestly, the higher that my income went, I was in the mortgage business at the time, the more I was held to my phone and I couldn't even be with the people that I loved the most, right? Like, I remember specifically being on the beach with my kids and my wife and saying, hey, y'all go head down to the beach. I'll be right behind you. I just have to take one more call. And then 2 hours later, I'm walking down on the boardwalk to the beach, and they're walking back the other way with a look of disgust on their face that dad is with us, but he's not present. And I know that's one of the biggest misses of my career, was losing that like touch of that and thinking, I'm working so hard for you. How do you not understand dad has to go to work? The problem was I wasn't solving for passive income. So I was constantly a slave to that next phone call and that next deal that had to be done.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. And well, let's talk about the other side of this and a make or two. You've shared some throughout this, but I'd love for you to talk about a make.
So I think the biggest thing I did was get really passionate about passive income. And I partnered with my business partner, which that's other thing I want to point out to people is as you're doing this journey of creating passive income and figuring out who you are as an investor, sometimes you're going to find that there's some things that you'd love to take advantage of, but you're just probably not the best person to go down that path alone. And so I would say one of the biggest makes I had was finding a great partner that helped to kind of, you know, fill in the gap, so to speak, on where I was potentially weak and vice versa for him. So I think a good partnership and getting focused in on passive income, that was a big transition for me.
Yeah. Well, and how about a multiplier? I think what you're doing is a great multiplier in and of itself. I don't want to, you know, steal the idea here, but certainly it's a great fit. But I'd love for you to share a multiplier or two that you've used for the career, personally, professionally, that yeah, you'd like to talk about.
I would say starting a podcast was the biggest thing we ever did on accident. Tom, we didn't even know what a podcast was. There was a younger guy in our office at the time. This was, I guess, 6 years ago or so, somewhere around there. And he said, we said, you know, we're kind of growing and we want to have a conversation with our clients more often than once or twice a year. Like, cause you know, we were just doing belly to belly, you know, face to face kind of business. And he said, well, you could just do a podcast. That'd be easy. You know, we could just record it and then everybody could have access to it all the time. We're like, oh, okay, well, let's try it. And so we just started and we literally thought it was just the people in our local area who are clients were getting this content. And we look up 6 months later and we start getting calls from all over the country of people saying, hey, I've been listening and I want to know how to do what you're talking about. And we're like, who are you? Like, where are you? How did you hear about us? You know, they're like, your podcast. I'm like, oh, well, I didn't know that other people were listening. I just, you know, so anyways, I think it's the most powerful thing we've ever done because it forced us to grow from a local company to a national company in a very short amount of time.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And I love that it was an accident. It's that's really amazing. Well, and the final question we like to ask every guest is, what does success mean to you?
Well, I think to put a bow on like even what we've been talking about here is I know it has nothing to do with your income increasing, right? That does not create more joy in the world. It just creates potentially, if it's not done correctly, more pain. And it can keep you from the people in your life that you love the most. So I would say that, you know, I see all of life as a stewardship, right? Like God has given me the people in my life for a reason, the skills in my life for a reason, the resources that I have for a reason. And ultimately, success to me is being able to look up and know that I'm doing the very best I can with all those functions. And it's amazing when those things kind of have kind of come into view, and you start seeing income created over here that creates more time freedom to be with the people that you want to invest in and impact the most. I feel like all those things have kind of come together, and I want to constantly be looking for ways to improve and be more successful by having those things align. Does that make sense?
Oh, it absolutely does. Absolutely. Yes. And one of the things that I'd love for you to share, I was thinking about this before we wrap up, is you had started going down kind of the, you were comparing it to Maslow's hierarchy, and you were talking about that. And I think we made it to step two, and you know, we're kind of talking away, but what are, I'm assuming there are more than two steps in the pyramid here. So I'd love for you to share those.
Thank you. I'm great at starting, not always at finishing. So you got cash flow at the bottom, then you go up to control, which is again, you, yourself, your business, and the things that are closest to you. Collateral, right? So collateralized assets are the next level. So that's going to be anything like business, real estate, lending, those things that have collateral behind them. And at the very top is speculation. And speculation is the place where most of us have been told we're supposed to start. Right? Hey, you just started a new job. You know what? You need to start putting money in this thing called your 401k. And you know what? You just put money away every single month, and it gets diversified, and it's in all these various different funds. And, you know, there's, they pay you money if you put money in. Da, da, da. It's all speculation because it's not backed by anything, and it can go to zero tomorrow. And so what we do is we flip that mindset and say, you got to start with the most basic things and move your way up. And to be honest, most people never even have to get to speculation if they do the other three steps right. It's only like if they want to at that point.
Wow. Well, thank you. Well, as we bring this to a close, is there anything you were hoping to share or say that you haven't had a chance to or get into yet?
Man, I'll tell you, I feel like I need to listen to your show and learn more of your tips and tricks, because to be honest, I feel like if you have a business that you can then franchise and it doesn't create an entirely new job for you, right? That you're now inundated with more time, you know, more time being taken from you, that's a huge, huge win. And it's something I feel like that, you know, we could learn better about as well. So yeah, I don't mean to, like, you know, brown nose you here on the show, but just as we were talking, that's a huge opportunity for as a successful business owner.
Well, I appreciate that. And whether it's brown nosing or not, it makes no difference. I still appreciate it. but what I agree, it's something we've shared with our clients and prospective clients that we talk about a lot, is for so many of, especially small business community, most of them have a real love and passion for their business. And it's one of the things I like that franchising allows that business owner to do, is create, to grow something that they already love in just a new way of expanding it, to give other future entrepreneurs an opportunity to run their system and start and build their own financial pathway that they're starting to build, and also grow the business and without their own sweat equity behind operating every single location or territory that they were to open. So I agree with you there very much. It's something we talk about quite often.
Well, and it is wealth without Wall Street for sure. So it gets my stamp of approval.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you. Well, what's the best way for someone to get connected with you, to follow up, to learn more if they're interested in maybe taking a next step?
Awesome. Awesome question. We have a community that's also an app on your phone that we spend all of our time there. So if you look us up on social media, you're going to be like, man, these guys suck. They're terrible at social media. Yeah, we are. Unfortunately, we're not on there very often. We're always in our community app. So I'd like to invite people into that. Just go to wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/passport And when you do that, you're actually going to get access to the community for free and to our first step in the process, that G, the getting your goal, the passport challenge is that course that we put together for free that you can start to dream again and figure out, man, what do I really want life to look like? Not what am I putting up with life, but what do I want my goal to be? And so anyways, once you join, hit me up in the DM function and let me know you heard me on this podcast, because I'd love to connect with you there.
Great. Well, Joy, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Joey, thank you so much for a phenomenal interview. And let's go ahead and jump into today's three key takeaways. Takeaway number one is that we're all taught to invest into highly speculative investments, also known as our retirement account, 401ks, and IRAs, as a primary vehicle for personal wealth building and savings. And he thinks that's wrong because investing in those tend to be typically speculative. We're speculating, and it has a very high risk associated with it. And he shared about his the hierarchy of wealth, which starts with cash and cash flow on the bottom. Step two is control, controlling your business and the things closest to you. Step three is collateral. And step four is speculative investing. Takeaway number two is the myth that he shared about how he used to think that higher income meant more success. And he wasn't solving for passive income. He was creating greater active income, but not solving for passive income. And he shared that story about being at the beach with his family, and he had to take just that one more call. And I don't know if you've ever been there in that scenario, but I know I have, and that is not a fun place to be. And so I think that's a great lesson for us to learn from him. Takeaway number three is he shared his three-step process to getting you onto a pathway for more passive income. And at his company, they have a three-step process. Step one is have a goal. Step two is to plan. And step three is to have a support team working with you. So goal, plan, support. And now it's time for today's win-win. So today's win-win is when Joey talked about using franchising as a wealth without Wall Street option to create passive income for yourself while doing something you already love and have a passion for, and you can provide someone else an opportunity to start their passive income journey by purchasing a franchise for your franchise opportunity to start their pathway to financial freedom and wealth without Wall Street. And I thought that was great. We didn't plan that. We hadn't talked about it. And it's something even for me to hear Joey say that about using franchising as a reminder for me to be communicating this to our clients and prospective clients. So if you are franchising or have thought about franchising, it's a great reminder that you're capitalizing on your existing intellectual property to build that wealth without Wall Street and start creating a passive income stream with something you already know and something you already love. And that's the episode today, folks. Please make sure you subscribe to the podcast and give us a review. And remember, if you or anyone you know might be ready to franchise their business or take their franchise company to the next level, please connect with us at BigSkyFranchiseTeam.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to having you back next week.